Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
May is Maytag Month, and Menards is passing the savings on to you. You need reliable and energy-efficient appliances to conquer the day. Menards is your one-stop shop with appliances in stock and ready to take home today. Check out our top appliance brands, including KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, Amana, and Criterion. Save big money on Maytag appliances at Menards. And check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
What are you obsessed with right now? Our pal, Nashville Cam. Hi, Cam!
Hey, gang, how you doing?
Good, bud. How are you?
I'm good. I'm kind of nervous admitting this, okay?
Okay.
So be easy on me. I got a major crush on Sophie Cunningham. The basketball player.
I didn't know you're a sports fan.
Good point, Free Bear. Because I like football, hockey. I'm not a basketball fan.
But you're
Kelly,
into
men's or women's. So, I don't like either one of them. So don't get on me.
So you are obsessed with Sophie Cunningham because she's very attractive.
Yeah. A buddy of mine loves the WNBA, Doug.
Okay.
And I went over and he said, y'all, I Googled her one time. He says, you got to see this chick. She's hot. I Googled her one time. I can't go on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, nothing. It's Sophie Cunningham. Just blah, blah, blah. And she's goofy. It's more her personality than anything.
Yeah.
We totally hit it off. It would be a party.
Clearly.
So, Cam, you and Sophie Cunningham, who was brought to the Indiana Fever to be like the enforcer for Caitlin Clark.
Correct.
You two would hit it off.
I have no doubt, bro. No
That's
doubt.
That's the same thing Hinckley said about Jodie Foster.
hey, bro.
Rocked your world with that one, didn't we?
Yeah.
You kind of did, dude.
Yeah.
And I'm just all thinking party, and then, wow.
Yeah.
Left hook. But
yeah.
No.
Yeah, stay out
I
of
think
Washington.
We'd have a...
Cam, you're not the only one. She has drawn a lot of people's attention.
Oh, yeah.
After she
super pretty.
Was in the news at the beginning of the season, the first time she defended Caitlin Clark, it went viral. And her social media following went from like 75,000 followers on TikTok to like 350,000 over the weekend. And I don't know what it is now.
Yep, guilty. Guilty.
Thank
I
you,
can't
Cam.
Help it, man. I love y'all.
I'd better to be that than obsessed with changing the shape of your hair, as I was told.
What are you talking about? I love you. I'm actually going to grow it out even longer. You're making me jealous, Freebear. You're looking all hot with the Nemo boy bangs. Man, I got to one-up you.
Thank you for having my back. That felt really stabby. thank you, Cam. I love you, bud. Leah in Michigan. Hi, Leah. What are you obsessed with?
Hey, I love your guys. So
thank you.
You are my whole morning. I'm a semi-truck driver, so I'm just on the boring road all morning. And
you guys
are the better part of my morning.
Well, we're glad to be a part of it.
I am obsessed with Gumbus the cat. She's this funny little like viral cat that like she's on TikTok and Facebook Reels, and she's all over my Facebook. Every other reel that appears is Gumbus. She's this her owner rescued her. She has all kinds of health issues. She had to have all of her teeth removed.
Oh.
She has these big bug eyes, and just she's just a normal cat, but because of like her unique look, everything she does is just hilarious. And she's gone viral, and I'm constantly watching her videos, sharing her all over my Facebook, sending her to my friends and my family and everybody I know, and they're all sick of it. They're like, get over it. And I can't look at her. Look at this funny, stupid little cat. And like,
she's
if you look her up, you'll
kind of busted, it sounds like. She's a busted. Well, Tommy, our phone screener, sent us a video, so we're going to check it out right now. Thank you, Leah.
Okay, Gumbus
the
cat.
So here's Gumbus the cat.
Gumbus will show you her new outfits, if that's okay.
Oh, wow. This is an odd-looking cat.
Okay. I
especially
mean,
at that angle.
A little bug-eyed, but not like an ugly cat.
No.
Just a little bug-eyed.
Lady.
Kind of a squinchy face.
Kind of looks like the cat's always thinking, this smells like crap.
Yeah, a little bit. It's like, has some real eye problems. Might have
cataracts.
Some cataracts, yeah.
Unicorn Jim Jams.
This is, respectfully, the strangest obsession yet.
What was the name of that stupid, ugly dog that was really popular
Tuna.
For a while? Tuna. Tuna. Yeah. I was thinking toast. Yeah, tuna.
Yep,
that's it.
Tuna.
Heart Lady.
It eats weird, too.
Yeah.
Candy.
Yeah. Maitland, is that what you do because you're thin throat?
This.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This.
Okay, I don't understand this at all.
Yeah, this one. I mean, I've seen some amusing animal videos. Yeah, this one I would not become
obsessed
with.
Now there's, like, obsessed with cats contest going on. I'm obsessed with Selena Spooky Boo. You should look her up. You should look up Mr. Kittens. Kidders, sorry.
Selena Spooky Boo is the lady who used to post videos from her home security footage of her sleepwalking.
Oh.
And she's also the one who was talking about, like, playing mermaids.
Yes.
In the pool and stuff. Okay. She's really funny.
Yeah. Not a cat. I assume that was a cat. I know who you're talking about, though. Yeah.
But there's one lady
is
who.
Is she the one who did the whale impression that time?
I think so.
And her friend, she's like, people say I look like a whale, so here you go.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
I like her a lot.
There's one cat that I will stop every time I come across her. It's this Indian woman who owns this cat who she loves to dress her up and make sure that she is a decent woman or that she looks decent. So instead of saying that the cat looks pretty, she just says, oh, you look very decent. And she'll put, like, bindis on her and stuff. And it's so cute.
Let's see. This is Patrick. Patrick, what are you obsessed with in Tennessee?
Ladies and gentlemen, I have a weird obsession. I'm obsessed with this goofy smell in my house.
Okay. What does it smell like?
It's kind of like this. It's this weird, like, musty, kind of like half rotten smell.
Okay.
I don't know where it's coming from, guys. We just had an addition put into our house. We just had our HVAC replaced, our ducts cleaned out, our crawl space is immaculate. I don't know, man.
Is it a relatively new smell? Or was it there when you moved in?
No, it's relatively new. It's within the last month or so.
It's an animal. It's an animal in the walls that's dead.
Yeah, almost.
I do also have an adventurous 3-year-old little girl that likes to throw things in the vents. So I might just have to go investigating in the vents.
You told Tommy you've been crawling inside the ducts already? Do you CTS?
Well, no, we had our HVAC replaced, we had all of our duct work done.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. I might just have to call a little boy out here and have him get in there again and see what crawled in there and died, I guess.
That's so, man. Thank you, Patrick. That would be a bummer.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no fun.
Let's see. Right, Cam, this is very specific. This is Cam in New Hampshire. Hi, Cam.
Hey, guys. I just want to say I'm a huge fan of the show.
Thank you.
So glad I could call in.
Yeah. Thank you.
What are you obsessed with, Cam?
So it's a little bit of a weird obsession. You know, when you wake up in the morning and you're half asleep, you know, you just rip a nice little steamer underneath the covers and you kind of just tuck under there and just give a couple wafts.
Yeah, wait, are you Dutch ovening yourself?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you're obsessed with your own cooking.
Your own flatulence.
Have you ever thought you were going to fart and then gotten back into bed so you could hotbox yourself?
Honestly, I have. I have done that because I'm obsessed with it. It's almost better than coffee, I'd say.
Okay.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, there is something satisfying about your own cooking, even when it's terrible. That's a bad one today. I don't want to do that around anyone.
Someone wrote in, apparently this is a thing regarding the smell, said it could be dirty sock syndrome on the new HVAC unit. Have any of you ever heard of that? Is that a thing?
I have not heard of that.
Or is that just a joke that I don't get?
No, if you Google it,
it's a thing.
Okay.
Dirty sock syndrome is an HVAC causing a foul, musty smell due to mold or bacteria growth on the evaporator coil. It occurs when dust and moisture combine on the coils. But he said he just got a new system, so it doesn't seem like that would be it.
But I guess that could happen to a new system.
What do I know?
I mean,
I don't know. It could have been doing that, for weeks before you bought it.
Don't know.
Why am I trying to act like I know things?
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.